Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
God is not mocked. He's not going to be mocked. If he tells you from his word not to do this and you go do it, what do you think is going to happen? He put the warning up, therefore you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
Amen.
Now we know we can come to God, turn around and repent, and God will heal, forgive us. John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But make no mistake about it, those consequences that you have started must finish.
Amen.
Ain't nobody helping me out here today. That's all right. Ain't nobody helping me out here. Well, I tell you, so we're going to reap what we sow, and we're going to reap more than we sow.
Amen.
Yeah, another thing here is we're going to reap later than we sow. You know, that's kind of tough for our society today. Everything's microwave and instant and quick, you know, get it quick. But whenever you sow something, it's going to take time.
Amen.
For you to reap that harvest. You could have reaped something 10 years ago, and now it's finally coming to harvest.
Amen.
But as the Bible says, if you sow in tears, guess what? You're going to reap in joy. That's another promise of God. So if you're sowing right now, are you sowing in the church? And you say, hey, ain't nobody really paying me any attention. I'm doing all this work. Nobody's here. Keep sowing.
Amen.
Keep sowing. Keep sowing, because your harvest is soon to come.
Amen.
I tell you, people want that immediate harvest, but it takes patience and perseverance to get that harvest. A farmer doesn't plant a seed and the next day expect he's going to have a giant beanstalk. This ain't no fairy tale. This ain't Jack and Beanstalk. This is life. When you plant something, it takes the proper time to develop. And whenever it develops, we know that since it took time, it's going to be worth our while.
Amen.
I tell you, if you get something quick, it's just like, you know, on a job, we get these young people come on the job and they want to run the company. They just got hired. It doesn't work that way. You have to take time to get to where you are.
Amen.
So remember, you reap later than you sow. Remember, God is about to bless you if you faint not. Look at verse 9 here. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Why? For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So many a times we are about to get the blessing from the Lord. We're about to get that harvest, and then we faint. And then God has to say, all right, you got to start sowing all over again. Keep sowing. Keep doing what's right. God encourages us today. He says, be not weary in well-doing. Now, there's a warning there. He says, be not weary in well-doing. Be weary in bad-doing. If you're doing bad, you need to be weary. Because, boy, your judgment is right around the corner. The Bible says you're one step away from hell. So if you're doing bad, be wary. I want to put you on warning today. But God wanted to encourage you that if you're doing good, continue to do it. Because your due season is not God's due season. Somebody told me that he's never late. He's always on time.
Amen.
You know, God, that due season is important. I want you to get it. Because you're doing everything so well, and then you just say, I don't see the benefit. I don't see the harvest. Everybody else is prospering, doing this and doing that. But what about me? I'm doing things right, but I don't see anything. Keep doing good.
Amen.
Faint not. Your due season, God knows what that is. You know, that due season is so important because God controls the due season. As we read in the scripture, upon Paul sowed, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? God gave the increase. Nobody controls your due season other than God.
Amen.
Now let me give you a little tip here. Your due season will come when you have relinquished all your strength and all your right unto the Lord. The Lord wants to get you to the place where you're exhausted and you say, Lord God, I can't do it anymore. That's when he say, I'm ready to use you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.